Today's webinar, we're going to cover a sneak peek of all the clinical upgrades coming to Learn. My name is Charlotte. I'm the CEO here at Central Reach and also serve on our product development team. Just want to thank everyone for coming to learn more. We'll go ahead and start with some recent progress we've made on the site. For those of you that haven't seen it, if you visit learn.centralreach.com, you will find a brand new front end to our marketplace. Makes for a better shopping experience. Users can now come and look for curriculums, assessment tools, training courses that they may need for their practice. So I encourage you, if you haven't been yet, go check it out, learn.centralreach.com. For those of you that are sellers, hope you're enjoying the new improved tools. If you have any questions on them, don't hesitate to reach out. For folks who are subscribing to our preferred provider, OBGobi's RBT course, you'll now find improved reporting. The tool allows organizations, administrators to log in and validate where their staff stand in course completion. Makes for easy follow-up. We've also made some updates to the VB map. The ECOIC questions will be automatically scored based on the answers in the ESA section, as well as a new printable view and updated colors, which allow for at least four different administrations of the assessment. Again, all of these features are available on live. If you're not currently a subscriber to the RBT, the VB map, or a seller but have questions, please don't hesitate to open a support ticket in the upper right-hand corner of your account and request more information to learn more. We'll keep moving along. If you're in the Learn module, you may or may not have noticed some of our new performance graphs, all of which are downloadable to Excel or a CSV. You can view things like weekly, monthly, and quarterly averages of performance. And to show you where that is, right now I'm logging in to a test account, but on live. If you toggle over to the graph, you'll see in the top right-hand corner where you can download a graph to Excel. So if you want to analyze any trial-by-trial data, get better information on how the student's learning or progressing with treatment, you can do so there. And then you can take a view, what we'll call our standard view here, and now look at the performance in an average weekly. You also have the options for average monthly, quarterly, or totals. And when you hover over the graph, you're given a stem and leaf plot to see both minimum and maximum performance. So it should be super useful for folks who are in the school setting. Medications are live as well. We're really excited about this upgrade to our health status module. If you don't currently already have health and vitals set to your face sheet, you can do that by going to Edit, adding a widget, and then selecting the health and status icon. Mine's already here. If not, you can also navigate over to links and click on the health record. Under health record, you'll see all the options now with the new addition of medications. To add a new medication, in the top right-hand corner, click the blue button, date and time. You can search from our database of meds, input dosage information, how it's taken, any notes that you need, and then hit save. So pleased to have medications join our health recording status. We'll flip on back. Got a little ahead of myself there. We also have in sessions, you can now collect baseline data. To do that, what you'll want to do is navigate to Learn, and then where you input data. Right now we're looking at what it looks like on the new UI that's coming, but in your current accounts, you'll still see these radial buttons right beside the section where you go and input data. As long as you toggle that on, users can now collect in-session baseline data. Toggling this function on will still not prohibit you to go back and input intervention or generalization. All it does is tell the system that when a particular data collection has been added to a session, and this radial button's on, make sure that any data goes into the baseline portion of the graph. Moving right along. So what's coming? The reason everyone's joined the webinar today is that in early November, you'll start to see some changes to the site. What to expect, and especially why are we making the changes? The number one is for an improved mobile experience. Two, time savings and navigation. You know, one click saved with a clinician's busy caseload means a lot. Streamline our new goal setup, as well as really robust progress reporting tools. So what is it going to look like? Well, hopefully from the screenshots, you get a feel for what the enhanced mobile experience is going to be. On the right-hand side, we're taking a look at some of our screens for the data collection. In addition, we've upgraded our design within Learn in Sessions to be a lot more responsive. And what that means is when you're in a learning tree for a particular client, right now you can see that the system knows that I'm on a big monitor. But should I have logged in from my iPhone or my iPad or an Android device, it now responds based on the screen size and real estate that I've been given. So really helpful when working with a number of different devices in your company, or if your staff have a number of different devices, we're going to be responsive to what they're accessing us from. Okay. Other upgrades include a more streamlined way to create program books, goal books, some people call them treatment program books. Definitely will experience quicker load times when in Learn. A lot of users have been using Learn for years and been seeing some patients for years, and so the amount of data collection and branches and points can oftentimes be in the hundreds just in a single goal book, the actual lines of different programs that they're working on. So we wanted to make sure that that continues to load as fast as possible. Decreasing clicks to set up, finding easier ways to navigate when building a program book, and then also how to view within a book a client's progress. So walking you through just a quick demo of how to build a goal book. Again, today's not intended to be a training, but more of just an overview of what's coming. I'm going to go ahead and start a new goal book for Mirabelle from the face sheet. I'll call this Mirabelle's sample goal book. I'm going to hit create. And you'll immediately see, if you're used to using Learn, just a brand new look and feel to the site. The index view on the left will still allow you to navigate through the program book, through all the different branches that you had. When you're in the library, we've made it easier to select branches or select within branches. So if I, for example, am pulling from my library a curriculum and I only want one long-term goal, I don't want everything within the branch, I can select. It will now add it to my client's program book. And the biggest upgrade that you'll see are the tabs that we have for view, goal, comments, and edit. On live right now, there's a lot of scrolling. On the new UI, it should be a lot more intuitive for the user to do what they need to do, edit programs, update programs. From a navigation standpoint, to do bulk functions like creating a session or printing a data sheet, the top right gear icon will now always be available. So no more trying to find the home page. You can select through different branches, and you'll notice, even as we're clicking through the program book, those big functions that I may need to perform at any time, sharing this with a new team member, exporting it to a Word document, creating printable data sheets or a session, will always be available in the top right. At a branch level, if we now are editing and we've completed this and now want to make a copy or maybe put this into a draft mode or active mode, same thing, the gear icon in the top right will comprise all of your functions that aren't used all the time, but you still want to keep in a convenient location. In terms of the goal status, how it views when you have a learning tree that's up and going and in progress, and let's go take a look back at Mirabelle. We'll navigate over to our sample goal book. You'll now get a visual indication when pulling up a client's goal book of what's in progress. We'll have its own color indication. What's been met will have its own color indication. And things that are on hold or in progress will either show up gray or red. So it's helpful when trying to scroll through 100 programs and do quick updates to find out what's going on and where things stand. The next area for setup, which should help a lot of folks if they've recently been through implementation. I think the biggest hurdle folks had in learning the platform was, wow, I can do all of this, but I'm totally confused in which order I do it in, or what's the most effective way to really set up a goal and then any associated data collection. So coming mid-November, when you go to add a branch, we're actually going to prompt users through the setup process. So is this a goal? Yes or no? Do you want to collect data with this goal? Yes or no? And based on the series of those responses, the system will basically prompt you what step comes next. So should help a lot of training as you're bringing on new employees to the org. Again, just making things more intuitive based on how users are using the product. Progress reporting tools are by far, I think, the biggest feature coming with this release. It is time savings, huge, huge time savings for clinicians. We now have the ability to report cumulatively, both at a weekly, a monthly, quarterly basis, do percentage graphs, in other words, how many short-term goals have I met, what percentage are complete, and doing it in a really efficient way. So I'll walk you through creating a clinical note. Now, mind you, to set up these clinical notes, it can only be done from an organizational account. I'm in a test right now, a test org account. So if you are watching this and you're a clinician and you're going, oh, I'd love to set up a note, if you're not, you don't have access to the org account, you're not going to be able to do that. It'll have to come from one of your practice managers. But assuming those have been set up, I'll give you a brief demo. We're going to add a new note now for Mirabelle. And again, notes can be completed both in and outside of a timesheet. I'm going to take right now a sample progress report I've put together for my therapy company. And what you'll see is all my information, as it does now on live, is going to pre-populate based on what I have on file for the client. This is again just a sample. I can pick and choose from any health readings that I want, or if this was an actual form, I could fill it out and pre-populate back to the health record. Check some boxes here. And then what's coming with this release, which is most exciting, are our progress reporting tools. If you use Notes now, you'll know that right now you can slot in any type of trend line graph that you want, but we didn't have the function to do cumulative reporting. So let me give you an example. A payer wants you every quarter to submit a report only showing short-term goals and only for that three-month range. You can now set up your reports to pull in that information automatically. Or take the same data and now generate quarterly graphs or weekly graphs. So you can customize this all down to the template level, which saves a lot of guesswork on the clinician end. There's also going to be a new interface for selecting the goals. And this template I set up that when someone completed, they had to have a long-term goal, short and all its short-term all of its children down below, and then all of the targets. So you can, though, customize this in the template setting. We're going to hit OK. And now what will happen is it's going to go through the record and pull all of the short-term goals I just selected. It's going to pre-populate with the fields that I have, and you'll see as I'm scrolling quite quickly, but let me show you here. We've got the monthly views, the quarterly views. Up above it were our weekly views. Those are our cumulative roll-ups. Here's an example of the percentages, as well as our traditional trend line graphs that have been available for quite a while. If you're an administrator and wondering about setup, you navigate over to My Account as you normally would when setting up a note template. You can go ahead and head into the template. If you use them, you're familiar with all of these fields. And then you'll drop in a field under Learn called Progress Report versus the former goals. So when this goes live, that's how the new tool set will be made available. And you'll see this is where you can come in and customize what fields you want to populate for the long term, the short term, or that tertiary level that we call target. So again, with all your graphing options, the list has now gotten pretty extensive. If you're interested in learning any more about these updates or subscribing to some of our other services, such as accessing the electronic form of the VB map in your account or maybe the RBT course, please don't hesitate to open a support ticket. You're also welcome to email me anytime. Especially love the feature requests or things that you see happening in the industry where we can be a benefit. So we appreciate your time. We appreciate your support. And thanks for logging on to learn more about our new updates.